location where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
Hi, it's Friday, 21st of August, 2015. I'm just wandering along Hove Seafront and looking at the I-360 tower, which is rising near us, a very eye-catching thing that's very controversial. But there are also other things that are controversial when we look up in the sky. I've come across a stall here with various banners around it, and the main phrase they're putting over is ban climate engineering. So there's a man here who's running the stall, and we'd like to talk to him now to see what he's got to say about the subject. So hi there, I'm Peter from The Information. What exactly are you campaigning about today?
Hello, I'm trying to... My name's Ian, by the way, and I run a website called look-up.org.uk. I'm essentially trying to raise awareness, exactly as it says on the flyers and the posters, about climate engineering, which is essentially the... defined officially as the large-scale intervention in the Earth's climatic systems. But the one thing that we're concerned with, really, to summarise it briefly, because it's a big topic, is spraying stuff from aircraft to control the weather. And that's kind of it in a nutshell, really. And we're trying to make people realise, one, that it's going on, two, it shouldn't be happening, and three, just to encourage them to actually look at the sky and try and take notice to the mess that's happening up there, because, you know, they're just not aware of it, remarkably.
Mm. And these are trails you see that stay in for a long time, and then you see them curling off at the edge. I've seen that in Kemp Town a few months ago, and there were like little curly bits coming off the edge, and it seemed very strange. It didn't seem to be what you'd expect from a vapour trail from an aircraft.
Yeah, the curly ones, essentially, they're what's called Unkenus. They produce what's called Unkenus cloud, and they're one of the substances that they spray, we believe, from Airbus A320s. And if you look at the posters that we have up, the banners that we have up here, the A320s from pretty much all major airlines have been modified with three pipes to spray three different chemicals at any one time, basically, into the atmosphere during flight. And Unkenus is a name and a type of cloud that was made up by the Met Office in the last 2 to 3 years. So they're making all these new cloud names up to try and explain what people are seeing, because they have like thousands of calls every week of concerned people going, what on earth is going on in the sky? And they didn't have an explanation, so they've released all these new cloud names, and that's part of our campaign, really, is to show that the Met Office are totally complicit in this. They know exactly what's going on, and they're trying to cover it up. So what you saw was what a trail that will spread out and will turn into what they call Unkenus cloud. But essentially, they're not saying that Unkenus cloud comes from a plane, and therein lies the big discrepancy. They're saying Unkenus cloud is a naturally forming cloud. It isn't. We see it coming out of the back of planes. So, you know, Who's lying and why?
Is there any particular time of day they do this? A friend of mine was down here in the very early morning a few weeks ago when they were pulling this tower off the barges, and they saw some of these trails across the sky quite early in the morning, and they didn't hear anything making them. They were wondering if it's a normal plane or whether there was something that went past that they couldn't hear. And he was not sure about this subject and doesn't know as much about it as you, but he wants to know more. And he's just been observing strange things going on. But it seemed to be in the morning they were seeing these, very early on.
Yeah, there's nothing supernatural about this at all. There's, you know, we're dealing with a very tangible and visible reality. There's chemicals loaded onto planes at European hub airports, and they are sprayed through systems which you've identified and questioned various organisations on, and nobody has an explanation for them. So, you know, this is real. I mean, these are planes. These are commercial passenger planes. They're not all genuine passenger flights. Some of them have no passengers. Some of them do. But, you know, we haven't got time to go into the detail. But essentially, this is basically Airbus and Boeing jet aircraft spraying stuff into the sky. What we've identified, what on my website particularly has identified, we've come up with a lot of new information in the last 2 years, is what we call the first wave, and we believe that these are transatlantic flights that are not actually originating from the United States and Canada, as they say, and the Caribbean, as they say on their flight tracking data. They just kind of appear a few hundred miles west of the Irish coast, and they fly in very early from 3:30 a.m. until about 7:30, 8:30, and these are the ones generally that lay down the big long trails that we see first thing in the morning, and those trails will spread out and they'll form this kind of translucent film.
That's right, it seems right spread across out the sky. And it's like almost a global dimming type thing of it, making a pearlescent kind of sky around where they are, but they take a long time to disperse, don't they?
Well, that was the trend last year. This year they've been a bit sneaky because there's so many people realising what's going on and waking up to the whole issue. Mm. So what they're doing now is they're inducing different types of clouds very early on, and these kind of induced fluffy little cumulus that spring up everywhere. They're from something slightly different, which, again, quite complicated, but we explain it on the website. Mm. And so what they're doing is they're building up all this cumulus cloud, and when that's thick enough that we can't really see through it very well, mm-hmm. then they'll hammer it with the persistent trails above there. So they're now on the back foot. They're trying to actually hide this, whereas a year, 2 years ago, they didn't care because they were just hammering it every day and nobody was saying anything, you know, but they're being defensive now. They're trying to hide what's going on.
So. Do you know why they might be doing this? Is it something to do with climate, Jim, you're saying on here? Is it, we hear a lot about climate change. I've been campaigning about that in the past. I have changed my views on it more recently, so I don't think it's all CO2 causing it, man-made. Mm. But could this be something to do with them trying to engineer something so they can blame it on CO2, like the cars we've got behind us here, or is it something else going on?
Of course, you know, if any admission ever comes about, they will of course say that they're trying to protect us from global warming, yeah. rebranded climate change because there's been no warming, and you know, all the other mystical evils that we face, that you know, Mother Earth is going to throw at us with a vengeance in X amount of years that they can't even tell us.
Yeah.
It's a big scam, really. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, when I first noticed climate engineering, I wasn't dubious of global warming at all. I bought it the same as everybody else did, because we've grown up on it.
Yeah.
You know, it's been force-fed to us since you know, year dot. But I've been, for the last 3 years, I've been going to all the scientific conferences, and it doesn't take long for anyone, you know, with a reasonably well-functioning brain and a bit of intuition to realise that they're being lied to. Mm. And, you know, when you go to these conferences, there's a very, very uneasy atmosphere, and they don't want to take questions from new people, and they don't want to answer difficult questions, and they skirt over them. And they really, really, really aggressively want you to believe that chart on the wall that says we're all going to burn and die. And it's very, very strange. And the first one I went to was in 2013, and it was the IPCC Fifth Assessment Report at the Royal Society. Right. And, you know, we're digressing here into the whole climate change debate. But it's important because it's fundamental for people to realise that, you know, when public awareness reaches a level of consciousness that we can turn around and say, actually, we don't want you to do that anymore. We do have the power to say that. They will go, oh, yes, but, you know, you're all stupid, and if we hadn't done it, you'd all be dead by now. And, you know, we're doing this to protect you because you're not clever enough to understand the science, and so therefore we're really cool and we're really nice. Don't worry about it. It's all under control and blah, blah, blah. It's nothing to do with money or global weather control or global corporations, blah, blah, blah. And people being people will probably go, oh, okay then. Yeah, that's great. Thanks for that. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, you just carry on and control our weather and, you know, block our sunshine and we'll just carry on watching X Factor. You know, I'm sounding really patronising now, so I do apologise to the more intelligent of your listeners.
There's a lot of our listeners, but we don't,
there's a very important message behind the sarcasm, which is, you know, we need to wake up a little bit to what's going on, you know. Yeah. We're being lied to now, and then when we shout loud enough, we will be lied to about something different.
Absolutely.
They'll just change the lie, essentially, to fit the situation.
Okay, well, we don't want to hold up your campaign today. So give it to your website, and our listeners, I'm sure, can look it up. We'll try and do a link to it on
look-up.org.uk. And essentially, I became aware of this about 3 years ago, April 2013, or 12, or whatever. And I've been running the website now for about 2 years, and I focus real on hard investigation.
Sure.
You know, I've staked out airports and gone here and to all the conferences and stuff like that, rather than, you know, the majority of people in this world who sit on Facebook and just regurgitate pictures of trails with silly messages underneath them. You know, we do the serious stuff.
Yeah.
And we try and reach people, because one of the most important things that people need to realise is that Fakebook, as I now call it, will never change the world. All right. If you want to change the real world, you need to get into the real world and do real things. And that's why we're out here today with our banners and leaflets.
We're certainly
reaching people.
Yeah, I saw it from a way off. So good luck here and let you get on with it.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
All right.
the information where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.